listener production. Hey there, Saskia Channing with Outback Queensland News. Mostly sunny across the region today, heading for a top of 30 degrees in Mount Isa and 31 in Cloncurry. Here's what's making news today, Monday, June 5. Debate rolls on over Queensland's housing crisis, growing employment and business opportunities continue to fuel migration to regional centres, and fresh warnings from the QFS on the hazards associated with lithium-ion batteries. One of the state's peak bodies for housing has been fair in its appraisal of the new housing minister. Queensland Shelter's Fiona Cornelia says it'll take some time for Megan Scanlon to get a grasp of the job.
It is such a big portfolio with such a huge set of challenging issues at the moment that it will take time to understand not just what one region needs, but all of the regions around Queensland, and to really understand the progress that's also being made as a result of the summit.
Cornelia says we must never be in this position again, where the time it takes to build homes is time we can't afford. Meanwhile, Katter's Australian Party's spoken out over rental reforms, saying Queensland's missed the mark on the housing crisis. Deputy Leader Nick DiMeo says the state government's sole focus on social housing's left middle-income earners behind, most people just concerned about keeping a roof over their families' heads.
The idea of the new every 12 months ability for landlords to actually drive up the price, that's pushing people out into the back onto the rental merry-go-round once again.
Aussies continue to trade in the concrete jungle for country air. The Regional Australia Institute's latest reports highlighted the areas getting the biggest boosts in population, revealing regional Queensland's taken in 29% of those migrating from cities in the past 12 months. Economist Paul Fowler says it's exciting to see regional locations continue to flourish.
That shows a continuing trend and the attractiveness of our regions for a range of reasons around employability, affordability, livability, the three key factors that we see is driving people to that trend.
Mount Isa locals are being urged to keep an eye out for a stolen trail bike. Cops are still trying to track down the blue Yamaha WR450F after it was allegedly pinched from a West Street home 2 weeks ago. It's got the Queensland Rego plate 448VQ. Anyone with information is urged to get in touch with police. A funding pitch for the recovery of a sporting ground in Doomadgee has been knocked back, despite more residents than ever turning to recreational activities as an outlet after being isolated by floodwater for months on end. Councils expressed disappointment over the denial of state funds to fix the dangerous local footy fields. CEO Troy Fraser has spoken to the ABC, questioning the Queensland Government's commitment to supporting the wellbeing of remote communities. Also making news this morning, the Queensland Fire Service is warning about lithium-ion batteries and the fire risks they pose. Almost anything rechargeable uses one, and QFS say they don't need to be dangerous as long as simple rules are followed. That includes not overcharging any device or leaving unattended in an area of heat, especially in direct sunlight. Executive Manager of Fire Safety Mark Horvison says many are also unaware of the risk posed by not using the correct charger for your device.
Is the specific charger recommended by the manufacturer? It is a real no-no to use the wrong charger because that can cause overheating in the battery device and that can result in a rapid fire or even an explosion in some instances.
Now you're up to date with what's happening across Outback Queensland. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mount Isa and add to your favourites now.